Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Despite skepticism and reluctance in the U.S., soy-rich diets are common around the world. Michael Wasserman, a postdoctoral research fellow in anthropology at McGill University, explains a research project designed to determine the role soy diets have played in human history and evolution.
Most of us consume soy on a regular basis. We do this either knowingly in foods like tofu or unknowingly in processed foods, many of which are now made with soy byproducts. Soy contains phytoestrogens. These are estrogen-like compounds naturally made by plants. And what's interesting about phytoestrogens is that they can affect biological processes in animals, including ourselves. Because these plant compounds interact with our endocrine system, there are worries about their effects on our fertility and sexual development. But they may also provide benefits by protecting us from cancer and alleviating some of the symptoms of menopause. By looking at what our closest living relatives, monkeys and apes, eat in their natural environment, we can gain insight into the benefits and dangers of consuming estrogenic foods. Red colobus monkeys and mountain gorillas living in the forests of Uganda depend upon plants to meet their nutritional needs. They mostly eat the leaves of tropical trees, vines, and herbs. By screening these plants for estrogenic activity, our team of researchers found that about 11% of the red colobus diet and 9% of the gorilla diet contains phytoestrogens. And the estrogenic plant food that is consumed most often by the red colobus is closely related to soy. We are now looking into how these plants affect the endocrine system of the red colobus. We will also be examining the presence of phytoestrogens in the diets of fruit-eating primates, like the chimpanzee. This research should help us understand how long humans have been eating estrogenic plant foods over our evolutionary history. The dominance of soy in our foods is a recent trend, but the consumption of estrogenic plants may not be.
That was McGill University's Michael Wasserman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.